I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your boom. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, I feel good inside. Like
it girls. Hey girls, welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
How the hell are we all? Hope you're enjoying. We're coming into spooky season. I'm liking it.
Spooky season. Do you know what I love about autumn and spooky season?
Yeah.
That smell in the air. It's like bonfire or something.
The crispness as well.
Is it just from the leaves?
I don't know. I mean, it's a magical time. It's the most magical time
of the year. We did the mash.
I love that song. It's a great song.
The monster mash.
But we are back with another pod. Just so you guys know, we still have some masks left from our mask collab with the Nimco. If you guys don't know, we have some limited edition masks made with our good friend Neve, who has been making masks since the start of the pandemic. You probably know her. Usual ones are made from organic cotton. They have all these gorgeous swirls of her artwork on them. We collabed. Lindsay did a little drawing of an angel to represent you being angelic and wearing your mask. And we made sure one thing we met, like, we're like, Neve, we need to talk. We needed black lining of the organic cotton that touches your face, because I mean, makeup transfer is going to happen, but the black makes it way less obvious, which I fucking love.
It really does, because I can't, when you have the white and it's like, even when it taps off your lipstick and your mask looks like ratchet. And as well, what I love about them is that they kind of like fit on your face, that they're not like smothering your face. So it doesn't actually like mess up your makeup that much, because it just sits there and the cotton kind of is used as a blotter, if anything. So,
They come with elastic ties that are adjustable, and they also come with ribbons. They're €33. They're handmade, hand sewn, printed with organic dyes, and €5. So 15% of every single mask is donated to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Neve has been donating again with every single mask run she's done, and we had to make sure that we did that as well, because that is something that we are really happy to have the privilege to be able to do.
And they come gorgeously packaged, and you get a little iridescent sticker as well with every order. This is the little cherub. It's so gorgeous.
I have two on my computer, and I've got one in my water bottle. They are the cutest thing ever.
I'm so excited.
And there's just so many nice little extras, like, you know, limited edition tag and all the rest. And yeah, they're super limited edition. So masks, look, as we have seen and as we've heard with the news lately, like, this is our reality for sometime soon. And there's one thing that gals can do, and it's make anything a fucking fashion accessory.
Exactly. And also, you don't want mask knee. So having the organic cotton up against your skin will prevent that. So we're all for that, because we like our skin looking glowy and sexy.
Dab
so today we are going to be going through some celebrity relationship scandals. We love a celebrity moment, like a little look inside some stories that maybe were a little forgotten.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about a celebrity scandal with their relationship is like, the veneer slips slightly, you know, of the perfection. And you're just like, especially when it's so out of nowhere, you're like, hold on, what? Behind the scenes, like, what I always think is like, if I was only a fly on the wall.
Oh, I know. But you kind of feel like you are a little bit. It's so, I think that's kind of what, in a way, like, everyone is like, fuck celebrity culture. I think when you do see celebrities going through like crazy things, it actually helps you kind of relate a little bit more. And especially when they're like so wealthy, so successful, have everything, like they have villas all over the world, like they have the life, but it's like, you can have it all, but you can still be like, you know, you can't have a normal functioning relationship. These things don't come easy. So well, I like, find that, like, really cool.
You can have it all, but you're still having a messy ass relationship. And that, like, that is like, you know, a currency that is across the board. Like, you can be rich, famous, skinny, gorgeous, and just like adored nationally. Your fella can still be a head wrecker.
Yeah. You have a toxic motherfucking relationship. Yeah. You may as well be going out with the fuck boy from fucking Dream now. Like, except that, like, it's just like, you know, mutton dressed as lamb. It's like a shit relationship, but you're wearing Chanel and you're fucking in Mykonos, you know?
And it, yeah, I mean, like, I mean, they're great. So we're going to talk about three really big ones, I think. And maybe we'll do it again, do some smaller ones, because I'm already thinking, God, when you said Mykonos there, I was thinking, remember fucking, was it Lindsay Lohan getting dragged on the beach by your boyfriend that time?
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. And also, Katie Price is like, whoring out this new relationship that she has for 4 months.
She got a tattoo of him or something.
Yeah, they both got their each other's faces tattooed on their arm.
And I think I saw a headline and it was like, a tattoo that cannot be covered up or something like that. I don't know. Like, apparently it's really
like intense. She got his face tattooed on her arm.
Why?
And like, he got her face. Like, it's just so. They did like an okay interview and she's like, at the end of the day, we're both too wise to it, so we won't be able to cheat because he fucking knows me. He's like the male version of me. Anytime I hear someone say so and so's the male version of me, I'm like, that's a toxic ass relationship.
Yeah. Or 100%. We're the same person.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we're just the same person. Why are you dating someone who's like the same person as
you? But like, you're not. Weird. You're different people. Yeah. And like, if you're trying to like bind your relationship together by being like, we're the same. It's toxic ass shit. So yeah, well, this could be a little series because there's so much juice.
So many. Actually, on that, maybe I'm just going to impromptu say this. So actually, go over to our Instagram story because I'll put up a question box of what your favorite celebrity relationship scandal is, and we can share a load of them, and maybe we'll get some juicy kind of insight for another episode.
Yeah, and share some pictures. I love iconic celebrity couple pictures.
So good. So the first one we're going to talk about is Elevator Gate with Beyonce, Solange, Jay-Z.
Oh shit.
Do you remember this shit popping off?
Where were you when
where were you when Solange tried to kick Jay-Z in the elevator?
So this was at the Met Gala after party in whatever the fuck year.
2014 this article is from. So my God. See, I think I was in New York at that time. Drink every damn I mention it. And I remember her album, Beyonce, was the album of the year that year. Like, I remember I was living there when that came out and she was obviously the first one to
Lemonade.
No, Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
Her last good album, in my opinion. And she, that was her, like, she was kind of the one who started that whole, like, gorilla, like, here's my album out of nowhere. And there's a video to every single song. That was iconic.
That was a cool,
iconic move. And like the fact that there was a video to every song, I'm like, can everyone please do that? Because I always find that like so many artists release albums and they do shit videos to the worst songs in the album. I'm like, Lady Gaga, what about Alice? That's your best song on your new record.
Or I don't like when they release the song and then like 2 months later they release the video.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sick of that shit song. Like, I don't care about the video.
I know, it's because you and I are like MTV generation and we're so used to like the video being a big deal and we forget that like videos aren't a big deal anymore, which is really annoying because I love the visual element of an album.
So do I.
So I will give Beyonce fucking props for that. That was a fucking cool move. And so I think like she was so famous after that album. Like that album was like, she was getting all the accolades.
Remind me what songs were on Beyonce.
Surfboard, riding on that good, blinging on that good.
Oh my God, I was pregnant then. So you were in New York, because I was pregnant and I could not stop listening.
I mean, it was compulsive.
To Drunken Love. And when I gave birth to Luna, she would like fall asleep to it because I listened to it so much. So she like was falling asleep to Drunken Love Beyonce in her little bassinet.
And she also used to do that like surfing move.
I know, she could always, do it.
She could do that right surfing.
And that was such a good song.
I mean,
dear
it's a
God.
Great song.
And the video was cool. Like she's like stressing out on the beach and she's all it sexy was, like, and it was, horny in love.
Totally. And it was like, there was a few songs in that album that were like really fucking like bangers. Honestly, they were bangers. Like as far as like R&B pop music goes, it was like, oh, she really did that.
And it was like a new kind of wave of Beyonce. Like that was around the time as well when Rihanna was like fucking massive. And I think Beyonce was like, okay, I need to spice up my shit. You
absolutely.
Know, people aren't caring about me being like, whoa.
Yeah.
I need to get drunk and like, be in love for a minute. Yeah,
hang up the fucking, you know.
The wailing.
Hang up the dream girls bullshit.
Yeah.
And let's get, you know, she didn't have to try to be too sexy.
Stop rimming Obama for 1 minute and get on that damn surfboard.
Get on that dick. So she was really fucking big at that time. And ironically, this was at Rihanna's after party of the Met Gala. So Rihanna hosts a huge after party every year, which is always, in my opinion. Oh, God.
We will. I'm putting that into the future.
Everybody, it's the first, here they are, the first podcasters ever to be invited by Anna Wintour to the Met Gala. And iconically, they're actually hosting it too.
Interview me.
Lindsay, what made you think of the theme, which is sexy bitches?
Really, hi, sorry, fans ever. This is how we've been dealing with our bad bitch energy since the beginning of the podcast. So it really, we can't believe it's gotten this big. And, you know, to see Simon Cowell in little shorts and a tank top is just amazing. You know, we're just so glad with what we've created. Thank you.
I'm actually going to phone in Anna. She actually really wants to say something. Hi, yes. I have to say one of the most iconic fashion moments probably of my career. I don't know if she's, is she English or American? I think she's kind of English. Was Jenny and Lindsay said to me, everybody must wear denim shorts under the gown.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the idea came from, but it just really makes sense. Yeah.
Dare I say, look, I'm going to give it out there. Shout out to Tattle Life. The after party theme is Frosty Flaps, and yes, we're just really, really excited.
They really just, they were working as our unpaid interns on that website, and we got huge because of them. Yeah. So, I mean, thank you. I hope you're mentally doing better.
And thank you for letting me live rent-free in your mind for the last few years. Yeah. Anyway, I'm off to the party. But yeah, so, I mean, that, like Rihanna's after party, and that is where some of the coolest outfits are, can I just say.
Love an after party.
Everyone gets carpet. So fucking dressed up for the bullshit, and like, you know, we love the Met Gala moment, RIP, but the after parties when they look so sexy.
Yeah, like, I mean, I love looking at the amazing gowns, but like, when the fuck, I'm not going to a Debs anytime soon, like, so I'm like, I can't be wearing that.
No.
But at least the after party, it's a bit more like pared back, and you're like, street, okay, I could wear that to the club.
Yeah. So they went to, obviously they went to the Met Gala first. Solange went as well separately. She went in a big orange dress. I'll leave all these links that we have open in the description so you can follow along with us. Solange.
Nice dress. It's kind of like a peach dress.
Color is very cute.
Beyonce's is boring as fuck.
Beyonce's is so boring. It's like a gown, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, she has a little veil.
Yeah, I don't like the black lipstick on
her. I'm snoozing. You're so boring.
Now, something that I do love about this is that if you scroll down to the next photo, while she dropped a ring, Jay-Z played Prince Charming and faked a proposal on the red carpet.
And she's giggling away.
She's scarlet. Like, tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Oh, Jay-Z, you're so funny. so they obviously like, you know,
they were having a great old time on the red carpet.
Great old time. Then they posted, now look at this down here, Janelle Monáe posted a picture of them. That is the most 2014 Instagram picture I've ever fucking seen. It is so grainy. There is like a border on it. I think Erykah Badu is in it. That is actually iconic.
I love that she has like a bejazzled hippie hat.
I love that Erykah Badu is the only one looking at the camera as well. She's like, hang on.
And that's like one of those, they had those like embedded filters.
Yeah.
How mad.
And they had like frames on them and shit. Fucking gas. So then the night went on. They're photoed together. Solange is looking drunk in this photo here. She's looking drunk and not in love.
Not in love. Drunk in hate.
Drunk in fucking hate. And like,
The wig is a serious no.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that shaggy look on her. I love like she should have worn her hair. Little fashion side note.
Yeah.
She should have worn her hair like the way she has it on her album cover, like that gorgeous flowing hair with the pins in it.
With the pins. So I love that. Yeah.
Like she should have worn her hair naturally out. Beauty, honey, it's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. No, that looks like a wig bought in Moore Street.
And then we go down. It's the picture of the elevator of her going to cake. I'm sorry. That was so funny.
It's bizarre. So it was only the three of them in the elevator, right?
$1 million on an elevator. Remember she put that in herself?
Yeah, what was the line?
She's like, of course shit's gonna go down when there's $1 million on an elevator.
What does that mean?
I think it was like they were selling the photos for $1 million.
Oh yeah, because shout out to whoever that fucking queen who released the CCTV footage. Like, you probably got fired to fuck and you're like, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. So like, it's in the Standard, which is a hotel in New York, and it's like a high rise kind of thing. So they'd be in the, you're in the elevator for a minute there because it happened in like, they were in the club up at the top, very, very top of the
thing. So how long are we talking? 5-10 minutes?
I mean, no, not
I've never been in a high rise.
Imagine It's about a 30-minute journey. You put your seatbelt on.
I've never been to New York. I don't know how high the buildings are.
I mean, I was in only ever in that when I was a bit locked. But you are in it for like a minute. I remember being in it and you're kind of like this.
The highest I've gone is fucking like Liberty Jervis.
The seats were one of the highlight center.
Yeah, that one.
That used to give me the heebie-jeebies when I was young.
Same.
My minder used to bring me my brother in it, and I'd hide at the back with my hand, with my head turned to it. I'd be like, I can't. And my brother would be glued to the front.
And it's like you're going to go fall down and lodge in a cake in that little cafe. And you know, when you go right up to the top and you're in, it's like you're in Willy Wonka land. Top, there's the what's it called, car park, and it's all tiny, like really short roof. I hate that.
We should vlog in that lift.
Oh my gosh,
revisiting our past trauma. Yeah. So
you dragging me in,
I'll kick you in it. Yeah. I'll get Evan in it. You can attack Evan.
I'll attack Evan.
Oh my god,
yes.
We should recreate that. That'd be
oh my
iconic.
Goodness, fake pap shot.
Okay.
Please like that photo if we...
Like and subscribe.
Yes.
But Solange is seen like being held back and she's like kung fu derby fighting fucking Jay-Z.
It's so random and it seems to come out of nowhere. They're having a chat.
Absolutely.
And then she's like boom.
Yeah, it's
boom.
Like, she goes apeshit. I remember the video. It was like, what the fuck?
Let's see how long the video is. Because it's been a minute since I've looked at this video, but I remember that was, especially for someone like Beyonce, who is just so untouchable, so like she brings out these curated, you know, documentaries about Beyonce and it's like, you know, it's so created. She's like crying into the camera being like, sometimes I don't know why I've been so blessed.
Okay.
I am thankful.
1 minute 26. This is probably going to be like blah 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 blah. And I mean, like fast forward to the T.
Is she doing it? I'm watching on my one.
Go to
so there's security there.
Oh, but it's so funny. Gosh. It's so funny when she and then she gives him that. She leans back and kicks him. I'm taught that in kickboxing. It's like a lean back and you kick. She knows what she's doing there. She fucking hates him. You do not do that unless you hate your brother-in-law. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
You fucking hate them if you're
doing
that.
But also you're unhinged.
I mean...
And the freaky motherfucking thing. Beyonce's just stood there.
She's like, fucking stop it. You can see she's seething.
No, but she's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. If I was kicking Evan, would you just be stood there? No. Stop it. You'd be like pulling me off, surely.
Yeah. But maybe, I guess, the security.
And then the kind of iconic picture that came out in the press was, so Solange is, when they leave the elevator, so Solange is in the forefront. Mm-hmm. She looks chill as fuck. She's like, yeah.
She's like, I just beat his ass.
Yeah, she's holding her little clutch bag. She's fucking grand. Then behind her
Beyonce has this creepy ass smile.
Yeah, her smile. That went kind of viral, that smile. People were like, this is the true Beyonce. She is a dark motherfucker because she is able to have that insane moment in an elevator and come out and be able to greet the fans with a smile. That's fucking dark. That's dark. And like poor Jay-Z is like holding his face like, what?
He's like,
the fuck?
The fuck just happened? Like he looks shook.
He looks really, poor little thing.
And like then in the second photo below that, he looks still shook.
He's holding his chest.
She looks delighted. She's like smizing.
I know. Beyonce has a freaky ass smirk on her. And that really did, I think, like kind of twist the public's perception of Beyonce because it was just so false. Like how the fuck can you leave like a millisecond before that photo was taken, your sister was beating your husband's ass.
And then like keep scrolling down, like look at her, literally she like smiling.
She's smiling and she's also not looking out for Jay-Z at all, regardless of the situation. Like he's just been bet up by your sister and she is smizing away and Jay-Z has this haunted look on his face.
He looks fucking shook as fuck.
He really, really does. And Beyonce has this, you know, Hollywood smile. Mm-hmm. Solange looks a bit freaked in the taxi.
She does look drunk, I have to say.
She does look drunk, for sure.
I don't know how I can tell she's drunk.
No,
just one drunk
eyes,
bitch. A drunk bitch knows, okay? Yeah. I know when
her
a bitch
eyes
is
are like,
yeah. You can see she has that vacant,
yes,
kind of,
yes,
like, kind of like, fuck, what did I just
you
do?
You know, when your friend gets like that drunk and you're like, okay, I know that, you've left the building. Yeah. You're still here, but it's not my real pal.
Like Solange is sitting in that taxi there. She's forgotten she's a tiger. she's forgotten. She's like,
I want McDonald's. I'm hungry.
You're saying, anybody know where the closest McDonald's is? I'm starving.
And then 2 days later, they attended a playoff basketball game in Oklahoma
that's a
City.
Setup.
Yeah, of course. But like,
they're like, quick, where's the next basketball game on? Oklahoma City. Okay, let's go. It's like so.
And like Solange
random.
Was back on the stage singing. So fair they point. Just kept on.
With her hair looking beautiful and glorious. Why did she not wear that hair?
Yeah, I love that hair.
It's so stunning. She's such gorgeous natural hair.
Do not touch my hair. Well, is that definitely her natural hair?
I mean, I don't know, but it's a natural texture which looks, in my opinion, better on her than that other wig.
No, it is a natural texture, you're right. Yeah, it looks deadly. And it just really makes her stand out. I like it.
Yeah, it looks class. But yeah, so that was, I think, and then you're so right, because that made the public really be like, what the fuck about Beyonce? And then she came in with Lemonade, which came, you know, obviously like Beyonce fans like stan Lemonade, and like I respect that. If you were a stan, that's grand. I'm not like a huge, I loved Beyonce the album, have to say, great album, but Lemonade for me, I was like, I just didn't connect to it. I guess it was
a lot of people did.
Yeah, a lot of people fucking stan that album.
Like I appreciated it when it came out. Like I think I looked at the visual album.
Oh, it's
I, like,
beautiful.
Yeah, like I liked that, and I liked the whole like the transitions and stuff. I vibed, but
I didn't
like, I never revisited it,
me
you know
neither. I did love the video where she's smashing the cars with the bat. That
yeah,
was cool.
And that song was cool. And
they don't love you like I love you. That
yeah,
was cool.
That
and
was
she's
really
wearing
cool.
that cool dress.
Yeah,
that,
the
like,
yellow
mustardy
kind of
dress.
Yeah, it was cool.
That looked really cool on her.
That was a cool song. And I also liked the visual of her like with the braids like coming out of the car.
Oh yeah, that was really cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the kind of like weird poetic shit that was weaved through that album.
Yeah, it was a little bit try
hard. It was like,
hard.
I cut my hair, I bled for you. It was like, okay,
yeah.
Beyonce, leave that shit to Lana Del Rey.
And like everyone was kind of like, you know, applauding her and praising her. Yeah, leave it to Lana Del Rey.
Like I feel like she does that. She picks from other artists. Like she doesn't have a genuine, authentic, like I am Beyonce, this is me. Like Rihanna, we know who she is. We know that she's a
true,
sexy, bad bitch, boss queen, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Lana is the poetic-y, you know, kooky, retro gal.
I've been listening
Beyonce
a lot
is like,
to her spoken word album. And dear God, can I just say, it is such an indulgence and you should get on it immediately.
Okay, I will.
She's like, Sylvia, where are your shoes?
She's so fucking freaky.
I love her.
I need to see her on the ad on YouTube, the Architect Digest, whatever the fucking stuff.
Oh yeah, why
I'd love to see her gaff. I'd kill to see
I remember there was a photo shoot there not long ago, and she literally has a double story room that's floor to ceiling of her record collection.
Oh my gosh,
she has an insane record collection. Of course
she got a bit of hate the other day for wearing a mesh mask.
I saw that.
But it definitely had like a gauze.
Yeah,
anyway.
She was also wearing it on the cover of Interview magazine, so it's like that's obviously her thing, you know. She's trying to make mesh happen. Make mesh great again.
Yeah, but
we're being kooky today.
We are. It's our coffee.
And also, this is the first episode in so long where it's just been me and you.
I know, we can be our own weirdo selves.
The Lemonade thing, a lot of people were like, because obviously she outed this whole Becky with the good hair thing. And she had that thing of, sure, cause shit's gonna go down when there's $1 million in an elevator.
You love saying that.
I just think it's such a gas line.
And everyone was like, oh no,
everyone
she
was like,
didn't.
She referenced the fucking
But
elevator.
It's like, yeah, she referenced it, but she gave no context, no insight, no anything.
She said, of course shit's gonna go down when there's $1 million in an elevator.
But how do you mean, that doesn't even make motherfucking sense, Beyonce, because you're saying, of course shit. So what did you have? Are you saying that you had some deal with the guy who leaked the fucking CCTV?
What?
So there was like some deal that you were involved with. So you were like, okay, we'll sell the fucking CCTV. Like, is that what you're saying, B?
But
Queen
then,
B?
Yeah, Queen B. But then like, it came out that like the person who co-wrote that Becky with the Good Hair song, I can't remember what the actual song is called, forgive me, Beyonce fans, the Beehive, the Bayhive, please forgive me. But the co-writer of that was like, that was like my story I wrote about. Like, so she was profiting off this whole, like my husband had an affair, and that's why everyone was like, that's why Solange attacks Jay-Z, because she found out that night that like, or she had known and she attacked him.
And again, then there was like, oh, she had been at the Met Gala and he was flirting with her, and for all these kind of stories were coming out.
Nothing was
ever like, you know, nothing actually fucking came out that was like
nothing
concrete.
Like concrete, you know. But yeah, so here is a little story. So the writer of Beyonce's Becky with a Good Hairline finally explains it. So it basically, it led everyone to assume that the song was written about Jay-Z's infidelity. However, the main writer of the song, Diana Winter Gordon, has now come out and said that Becky with the good hair, well, is nobody in particular, and that people were getting ahead of themselves. I think she said, like, it goes on. I remember reading that before. She said something like, we just kind of made it up on the spot.
And then there was this witch hunt for Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's Rita Ora.
And then there was another, like, really glossy haired
I love that people were looking for people with genuine good hair.
We probably would have been brought into it.
Yeah, if I was at that.
If we were at that, we would have been dragged.
It was the It Girls, those dirty whores.
With their glossy hair.
Can't deny their hair is very nice.
Thank you. But it's a weird thing. I don't vibe with Beyonce because I don't like that kind of like dangling shit into the public to, you know, well, like then that's what happened with the whole Lemonade thing. It was like this whole like orchestrated dangling of this like affair, but it was so like ambiguous and poetic that it was like we were all trying to clutch on at straws. I remember like there was, oh yeah, I remember Rita Ora, I think, had worn a Lemonade top. Like
she
a top with lemonade,
yeah.
But I'd say she leaned into it possibly because she was maybe paid to do some kind of.
I don't think they'd have to pay her to lean into shit.
True.
She's dying for relevancy.
Yeah, but she's also kind of she's hated Rita Ora randomly.
She is hated.
I don't really get it. I'm like,
I just can't believe she's not black. That really blows my mind.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Like, if we're gonna talk about blackfishing, which we did on our X Girls recently, my Triple X Girl episode, like that, I'm like, huh?
Yeah,
madness. Her mom and dad are white. That's bananas to me. I'm sorry.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
This shit. So shall we move on?
Yeah, so that never got concluded, which I don't fucking like. Like, come
me
on.
Me neither, but it was a great scandal.
It was, but I love a scandal where there's layers to it, yeah. And I need to know that, like, you know, I want to sit down, talk with Oprah.
Yeah.
Where you address it and we talk about it, you know? So I don't appreciate that they dangled this shit with these like poetic ass Lemonade lyrics.
True. I feel you, girl.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There we go. So we're going to move on to Now Everybody Knows.
It's a great one though.
This one. And like, it's just so interesting that this has been going on for like more than a decade.
Oh, well, we have a time. We have another time. Like, see, guys, don't say we don't fucking do our research. We have timelines pulled up from MarieClaire.com.
Yeah, so we are busy.
But
and researched.
This has been going. So if we want to be really down to the T, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston met in 1994. Okay, so that is 26 years ago.
It's 26 years. Oh my God. I feel
crazy.
Old.
I'm feeling
and they
old
look
queens.
So cute in these pictures. So they're two cross. I can't read. The two cross paths for the first time in Hollywood. Hollywood is forever changed. Bit dramatic. Marie-Claire, in an interview with Rolling Stone, Anderson says the first time that they met in '94, since their managers were friends, Pitt was just this sweet guy from Missouri. You know, a normal guy, honey. There's nothing normal about that motherfucking sexy bastard.
Is that his real name? I'd love to know if that's his.
Now,
real
do you
name.
Know what I will say? I was never really a Brad Pitt stan. Like, he's obviously a good looking man, but I would never be like fingering myself over him.
His first name is William.
He's
William Bradley Pitt. So he just took his middle name. I like that.
Fair play.
I hate it when your real name is like so completely different.
Yeah, like they literally have a stage name.
Yeah, it's like.
But yeah, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, like sexiest bastard in the world when I was growing up. But Brad Pitt, like, yeah.
Grand. I think you were one of the other ones. Grand
Pitt. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I'm just like, I wouldn't be like, oh, when no. he's on screen.
I feel like you were one or the other. I think it was Blur or Oasis for women in the 90s. It was Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. And I was firmly on the Leonardo DiCaprio
like Leonardo
train.
Like, I could barely watch him on screen. I would
I
be
still
like
can't.
Fanny Flood, that is the fuck.
If I watch Romeo and Juliet now, I feel uncomfortable with how horny I am.
I listened to the soundtrack the other day and I got horny.
Oh, incredible. Such soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack is sick. Oh,
what
so
a film.
Sexy.
I'm gonna rewatch that.
Yeah, like the fucking little Hawaiian shirts he does be wearing and the gun.
That scene where they play the Radiohead bam, bam, and he's in the desert because he's been exiled.
So sexy. And let's watch that together and freaking master.
And your man who plays Mercutio as well is gorgeous. And I love the scene where they're all on ecstasy.
I love the party. I love the little fishy scene.
That makes me really wet.
I know. You'll have to wait for Evan to be out before you can watch it.
Honey, come home after Romeo and Juliet.
Making love to it. But
and
anyway.
Wear your finest top man Hawaiian shirt.
I actually have one if he wants to borrow it. So to make the fantasy. So they had some iconic fashion looks. You know that meme that was going around about Brad Pitt a while ago? It kind of gets regurgitated every other month, as memes do.
Yeah.
That Brad Pitt like turns into his girlfriends.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
him with Gwyneth Paltrow, him with Winona Ryder and Jennifer Aniston. And
I
he kind of like
he was Winona Ryder.
I know.
And I forgot about Gwyneth Paltrow. That's crazy.
They were a pretty long term.
They were.
Yeah.
A long, long time. That was through his like his early
yeah.
fame.
And like they both had, they both wore a lot of linen and had highlights in their hair.
Yes.
Like fucking gas. Now when Brad and Jen, they're kind of, they were like the all American. Like
yeah. cookie cutter. Yeah. Like she was just so American. Like
and she was like, she was Rachel. Then. Yeah. Like she was the girl. Like yes. everybody, like Jennifer Aniston has always been the kind of like girl next door.
Yeah.
You know, from Rachel. And they also, like, she kind of has this like tomboy energy. Like, she used to always wear like cargo pants mm-hmm. and like little tank tops. And he'd be
but
also
her
wearing.
Nipples would always be at 10 and
oh,
2.
Yeah.
They were poking the fuck
oh, no, she looked
every
great.
Episode of fucking Friends, her nipples are out. And
it's insane.
What an iconic choice by the stylist. I'm sorry.
I know.
Brilliant.
She was styled to
genius.
Perfection.
Styling that for her character was like
and Ross sorry the fucking like knee length leather jackets.
I'm just gonna say I know you agree with me, Ross is the best character in Friends.
100%
Ross is by far the best character. Like if you look from like starting point of Friends to end point yeah. the first few seasons he's not as good. He comes into his stride and he is just so ridiculous.
Like all the most iconic episodes are when Ross is being cuckoo.
Yes.
One of my favorites is when Ross is fine. You know, and he's like bringing out the enchiladas with no freaking oven mitts, and he's like, ah!
And we said it was like our friend Jack at his party. Remember Jack?
Oh,
was
yeah,
really
he was
so
like,
wild at his party.
It's
we were
when
like,
you're hosting.
Yeah, you're like, ah!
It's so intense.
Like Ross is just, I mean, unbelievable character.
Such a good actor.
I love
so
him.
Fucking
David
funny.
Schwimmer is iconic.
He cracks me up in his little like expressions, but
that's for another day. But yeah, so they were like the all-American couple. I love this. November 21st, 1999. Just a few months after that initial debut, they obviously went to the Emmys together in 99 as well. They crashed the stage of a Sting concert and to flaunt their engagement. Oh, so Jen is like showing her ring and Sting is looking at it. That is
that's
iconic.
Iconic. And Sting, remember he was in Friends.
Yeah.
Or his, at least Trudy was. Okay, so then in 2000 in July, they tied the knot in a lavish Malibu wedding, which is naturally hounded by paparazzi, thus the aerial shots. Look at
this. I remember this coming out in, God, I was only a wee and I was only 10, but I remember, I think it was a random memory of mine. I was getting my hair cut and, you know, they give you all the magazines and that was like the only time
yeah.
that I could read those magazines.
So
because like my mom wouldn't like, I'd get like teen, I was 10, I'd get like teen Miz and
I
Sugar.
Miz.
Miz was fucking iconic. I wish we still
I'd
had
still
some.
Buy Miz if it
was
in the shops.
Oh my God, of course I would. But I remember seeing this because I remember being like them talking about like how it was such a secretive wedding.
We're kind of like Miz for adults.
Yeah. Yep.
Yerp.
Yerp.
Parp.
Fact alert.
That's what they always said. Parp. Oh no, I parped in front of my
parped
crush.
Parped is just
parp.
Like I parped and then this green cloud of smelly air. Look at rot.
Parp.
But yeah, so this huge big white tent was built because they were like basically the I think the amount of money that they were given for this wedding was like
Huge. Fucking hell.
I don't know if there's any pap pictures from the wedding. I think they actually succeeded in like pretty much.
Yeah, I think maybe they released like one kind of close up.
Mm, but I think no one got any, like these were helicopter shots. Imagine getting married and those helicopters around. I'd be like, for fuck's sake, leave me alone.
Okay, so in 2001, in 2001 is kind of really when he was starting to kind of transcend. Because I think when they first went out, she was much bigger than him.
Dare I say he has a bit of bad boy energy here?
In the 2001 picture, he looks sexy as fuck. Now, yes, I'm liking that
energy. He's giving me Colin Farrell energy here.
Yes, yes. So Jen talks about Brad in an interview with Rolling Stone. She admits that her friends are worried Brad would be a conceited fuck at first. I love when celebrities do an interview with Rolling Stones and they're like, fuck.
Whoa, she went there?
Sex.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah, yes, I tried a drug.
Yeah, I smoked a Mary Jane once in college. Oh, do you remember this episode 2001? He starred in Friends. Do you remember that episode? That was a great episode.
And he hated Rachel.
Yeah, yeah. It was the whole thing was that he, and everyone was like, it's so funny, he hates Rachel, but they're married.
Actually married. Yeah. And he great. Was, and like, he was really annoying in that. I found him really annoying.
He was, but great. I mean, it was obviously like iconic for Friends to have Brad fucking Pitt.
Iconic. I wonder what that was like that whole setup. Like
he was so famous then, and they were obviously at their peak as well.
I know.
That was like the peak of Friends. Then in 2002, she's looking a bit random.
So was he.
I guess.
So was he.
Sorry. I completely did not see his ombre frameless shades and like 4-day-old
he
beard.
He looks like Spencer Pratt.
He does. Oh my God. She's wearing a lot of Diamondes.
Yeah, she looks kind of like Barbara Streisand. So she actually does have a Barbara Streisand look at Ella.
And I think Barbara Streisand is one of the most beautiful women. I think she's gorgeous.
Thank you. I feel like I look like her a bit.
So does my friend Yulia.
No, she actually does.
Yulia
yeah.
does. Look, and she, I mean, did you ever see Barbara Streisand's nails? Her natural nails. They're like these beautiful. She's famous for her nails.
She, I don't
gorgeous
really...
nails. So anyway, they're together
February
for years.
2003, looking also very random. He's having a lot of hair moments.
I wonder what films he was doing then. I don't actually wonder, but
Fight Club or whatever.
So anyway, they're together, right? 2004. Okay, this is when it starts.
Oh, this is kind of hard. Look, in an interview with The Guardian in 2004, Jennifer talks about the end of Friends and her desire to start a family with Brad. It's time, you know? I think you can work with a baby. I think you can work pregnant. I think you can do it all. So I'm just truly looking forward to slowing down.
Because everyone was talking about that when Friends is ending. Everyone was like, what are you going to do? And they were like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Imagine working like so much. Like, the amount of episodes they did of Friends. They must have been working all the time. They probably like,
and like having such a secure, a hugely like successful job. Like,
they were getting $1 million an episode at the end of Friends.
Crazy.
And
the fact that it's still so, like, I mean, everyone's still watching it as well.
Oh my God. And I wonder when this reunion's coming out. I wonder, do they have to stop it with COVID?
They did. Fuck COVID. Thanks a lot.
But
do you know what I'm not liking though? Just side note, these like Zoom kind of like Mean Girls did one yesterday. It was like a Zoom meetup of the Mean Girls cast. It's like, I don't give a fuck how your lockdown is.
Mean Girls, I just never care.
But I just, I don't
especially
need a
celebrity
Zoom.
Lockdown. I'm like, what? You're in your mansion.
But like
getting
Rachel
off.
McAdams and Lindsay Lohan, do I care what you have to say to each other after what? If you, like
Lindsay, I kind of love the chaos.
Yeah, well, Lindsay is the only one that kind of made
that. Hey guys, anyone here have a cigarette? I fucking Zoom.
So 2004.
Ooh, so that's tough. So
Mr. and so she was ending Friends, and she was like, I want a family.
I'm ready to slow down.
And Brad Pitt's like, let me just take this one more gig, babe. It's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and my co-star is Angelina Jolie, who is also in the peak of her sexy career.
How could you deal with that? Truly.
Oh God.
But I guess she trusted him.
Well, I mean, this is the part, it's the nature of the beast, you know, like, I mean, that's the whole thing of when you date, I'm sure when you're both dating, when you're both actors and you're dating each other, you understand that these things are gonna happen. Like, she was acting in love with Dave Schwimmer in every episode. It doesn't mean she's actually gonna
he's
be like
no Angelina Jolie. That's what I was
well,
saying.
I know, and that's the thing. And like,
that's the thing. Yeah,
so they
meet on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, here's an ouchie wawa, right? Ouchie
wawa.
Angelina later described falling for Brad while filming the movie during an interview with Vogue. Oh, hold on to your bras, girls. Because of the film, we ended up being brought together to do all of these crazy things. And I think we found this strange friendship and partnership that kind of just suddenly happened. I think a few months into it, I realized, God, I can't wait to get to work. Whether it was shooting a scene or arguing about a scene or gun practice or dance class or doing stunts. Of course, she's like that bitch. Anything we had to do with each other, we just found a lot of joy together and a lot of real teamwork. We became a pair. And it took until really the end of the shoot for us, I think, I love that she puts that in, to realize that it might mean something more than we'd earlier allowed ourselves to believe. And both knowing that the reality of that was a big thing, something that was going to take a lot of serious consideration. Oh God.
So you basically, and I remember like Jennifer has like throughout this whole ordeal, fair fucking blather, she has managed to keep such decorum. Mm-hmm. She only came out in one interview, I can't remember who it was with, but she came out with an interview and said that she didn't think it was cool, which is also such a like cool thing to say.
That
like,
was really
like, just
cool.
To say like, it's not cool. To come out and say that was intentional of Angelina to come out and say that they fell in love with the set. She didn't need to come out and say that whilst it's like,
she could have said we met on the set,
which we know.
Yeah. And then,
but to say that like you were basically, you know, binding this partnership and a team and you couldn't wait to go to work and you were like considering starting this relationship while he's married.
The worst part is when she says like at the end, she says something like, at the end of the shoot, it took us both to realize that it might mean something more. It's like so insinuating that you had a conversation around it without him having ended his marriage yet.
It's, and also like, that it's like he was leaving for a big relationship, which, you know, he was then. So in 2005, they officially split. Let's read the joint statement.
Ooh.
We would like to announce that after 7 years together, we have decided to formally separate. For those who follow these sorts of things, we would like to explain that our separation is not the result of any speculation reported by the tabloid media. This decision is the result of much thoughtful consideration. We happily remain committed and caring friends with great love and admiration for one another. We ask in advance for your kindness and sensitivity in the coming months. And I remember there was a photograph of them like walking along the beach and like Brad has his arm like slung over Jen and I think she's like crying and like it's a paparazzi blurry shot, but that was like moments before the statement was put out there. So like
they clearly still had like a friendship. And you know, obviously, you know, we don't have to like let you all know, obviously Brad went on to marry Angelina. Did they marry? No, they did. They did marry.
Oh, remember yes, her dress, the kids designed.
They didn't
the
marry for a long time. Oh, weren't they like, we're not getting married until gay marriage is legalized?
Yes,
that was
yes.
Iconic. They had all like, he adopted her adopted kids as far as I know.
Yeah.
So that he's their legal father. They had their own. They had like three kids of their own. Did they? I can't remember.
Shiloh and twins. Vivian and yeah, twins.
Yeah. So they had, and then like they had eight kids though legally, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And they were like, for years and years and years, I remember just being like, I also felt bad for Angelina because I feel like a lot of people vilified her and I was kind of like, well, look, I mean, like, they ended up like getting married, having all these kids, they're married for so long, like shit can be messy sometimes. And yeah, it wasn't cool to come out in Vogue, but like people, I did feel always pit them against each other.
You know what? I just don't like the, I think, yes, Angelina was treated badly, or, well, I don't even think she was.
I think she was vilified.
Well, she was vilified when Brad wasn't really vilified.
That's what I mean,
she
yeah.
was looked as, you know, she, but I do also feel that, you know, I feel for Jennifer Aniston, and I think this is what like the media have been like, you know, dragging this story about her being this like childless, unlucky in love. Like after that breakup, you know, for the entirety of her career, she has been hounded by the press.
Oh, so bad.
Her being pregnant. Is she pregnant? She wants a baby. She's thinking about getting a surrogate. Like constant questions about why she hasn't had a baby, mm-hmm. which must be so frustrating, especially when your ex who left you had eight kids.
Yeah.
You
like,
know?
Yeah. I mean, but that's no one's fault but the press. You know, it's like,
no, totally.
You know, that's what they do. And it's horrible that they do it. And it sucks that Jennifer Aniston had anyone who like breaks up has obviously the right to have as many relationships after their failed marriage. But like there was just such a spotlight on every single one of theirs because it was so like the minute that Brad and Angelina broke up, Brad fell into this like long-term stable family and Jennifer Aniston just seemed to like not be able to catch a break. Now that was mainly because, as I said, there was a spotlight in every single fucking male interaction she ever had. So of course it's going to look like they're all failing because it's like, I'm sure there's loads of celebrity couples that fail. We just don't ever hear about them, you know?
And you know, they were failing, but failing means that they just didn't last forever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like she had obviously Justin Theroux and they're still friendly.
They were my favorite.
Yeah, they were cool
he
together.
Is so hot. I love Justin Theroux.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
And he's
as
cool
well.
As hell.
He's cool as fuck.
But I
hot.
Do feel bad for, like, in 2005, in a Vanity Fair interview, she also addressed the rumors of her not wanting to have children caused the split. And she said, that really pissed me off. She said to the magazine, I've never in my life said that I didn't want to have children. I did, and I do, and I will. The women that inspire me are the ones who have careers and children. Why would I want to limit myself? I've always wanted to have children and I would never give up that experience for a career. I want to have it all. So that kind of makes me sad because, you know, she's not set. Like, fair enough, you don't have to have, you know, women don't have to have children. They're always kind of like, the spotlight is always on a woman. Like, if she doesn't have a child, why doesn't she want one? So it kind of makes me sad that she did, or, you know?
Yeah. And then, so, okay, so 2016, Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. So this, I was like shook when that happened, honestly.
Say that again.
When Angelina filed for divorce.
When was this?
2016.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I think it was like everyone wanted it. Everyone wanted that conclusion.
It was just, I mean, did they?
I
didn't.
So.
I was like,
I think so. I don't mean everyone like the individual. I mean like everyone in terms of like the story and how it was kind of like she was, it just, that story dragged more so than any other like story. Like, still imagine, like, yes, they had a 7-year relationship. There was no children involved. They were married. They split. Like, Jennifer went on to date John Mayer, get married to Justin Theroux.
Vinny Vaughn.
Oh, like, I know him. So hot. She gets hot, motherfucker.
She gets hot, man.
Vince Vaughn.
He is
beyond.
I couldn't remember. I called him Vinny and Vincent.
Vincent Vaughn. But I think it just was the perfect kind of, like, if you're looking at like a story, you know, it is the, like, Brad left his wife for this spicy, like, rebel girl, and she, like, fucking ruined his life, and now he's single.
I mean, I think...
And Jennifer won. I think that's what people like.
Yeah, I think people definitely... I don't think people were like, wanted it to happen, as in, like, we're always like, wait, one day they'll break up, because I think everyone was standing for so long, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, people were like... They're the perfect couple, blah, blah, blah. They have this like amazing relationship. He like adopted all of her children.
They did beautiful photo shoots.
Yeah, like, they were like so like...
Remember that poem came out or something?
Yeah.
He wrote like a poem for Angelina and I think it came out in like W Magazine and alongside like, these like shoots, this photo shoot of them on like film.
Yeah, and like they were, you know, she got the kids to write all over her dress and he just let her be her. And, you know, she got her double mastectomy and he like stood by her during all this kind of stuff. So I think that like no one really saw it coming. I really don't think so. I think when it happened, there definitely was that like, it was like hand rubbing. People were like,
Like
it was like, oh, for every woman that was being left by her husband for
and
some
then
sexy bitch.
It's been kind of a shit show ever since. And she really got unsexy. If you look at that picture in 2016, like Brad Pitt doesn't look great.
She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she really, like, she just was the most sexy, gorgeous woman. But it just goes to show, like, without, like, a healthy body, like, you really don't, like, it just, everything, all her voluptuousness just dropped. And she was just scrawny and kind of scary and mean looking.
Yeah, but she's still fucking beautiful. Have to say, but I know what you mean. She started to look like unwell, like, you know, she was obviously still like gorgeous, but like I think she started to look a bit, and like that can be a multitude of things. That can be like stress of relation, it could be her health. Apparently I know that there was rumors that she like suffers from like, I think what you call it, hypochondria, like she always thinks she's sick.
Oh,
and
really?
Like she's always doing these like diets and like all this kind of shit. That's what I'd heard. But yeah, they divorced, and then obviously everyone then was like, I mean, that would be so annoying for Jennifer Aniston. Everyone's like, when are you getting back with your ex from 25 years ago?
I know.
Like, fuck off. Like, fuck's
and
sake.
And interesting that she got married in 2015, and 2016 is when Brad and Angelina divorced. So that's a kind of stunning little moment. But then in 2018, they separate. It's annoying. I wish that they'd stay together. They were a cool couple.
Yeah, they were.
I liked them together.
Me too.
Like, they suited. They were both kind of like American. They love their dogs and hiking, you know?
Apparently, so this is a funny note from February 21st, 2018. Apparently, Jen kept little love notes from Brad from when they were married. Apparently, Justin found them 2 years prior. They were already married. Ouch. He stumbled upon old post-it notes Brad had written, said a source from US Weekly. Sweet little post-its like, you look nice tonight, or miss you already.
Oh.
Imagine finding that. I'd be like, fucking
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, you wouldn't be delighted, especially if it was Brad Pitt.
So this all crescendoed then, January 22nd, 2020. Oh my God, I can't believe that was this year. What the actual fuck?
When they
had their little moment behind the scenes at, was it like the SAG Awards? Yeah. She got like an accolade or some sort of award, didn't she? Like, I think it was she won it for that show she did, the morning show or something like that. I could be wrong. But anyway, there was this moment of them seeing each other backstage and being like, ah!
And, looks stunning. That dress she wore.
Wedding dress goals.
That's like my favorite kind of dress for.
Her body is just banging.
She's always been known to just be so healthy and take care of herself so well. Like, I remember, who it was. It's Dior, is it?
Oh, it's Galliano for Dior, 99.
Oh, I know. I remember reading
that's
that.
So cool.
She had it like in her wardrobe, like, for ages or whatever. But I remember, I can't remember who it was, but a guest had come on, a guest star on Friends, and they said, like, it could have been Reese Witherspoon or whatever. And she was like, I mean, you were on set at 6. Jennifer Aniston had been at the gym at 5. Like, she was so dedicated to, like,
she's always, her body has always been banging.
Yeah, she's like, so banging. So fit.
Her arms are fucking outrageous.
I love that movie with her and Adam Sandler, where she's like a dentist.
Oh yeah. Oh,
no, no, he's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And
what is it again? Let me look it up.
Yeah, have a look it up. It's Jennifer Aniston is this single mom of 2 kids, and like Adam Sandler is her
just
boss.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. And then like Nicole Kidman's in it, and it's so good. It's so fucking good. Have you seen that movie?
I think I've seen some of it. That sounds like one of the ones I used to play in this nail salon I used to go to, that they'd always play rom-coms.
Yeah.
And I've always seen half of every movie that Jennifer Aniston's in. She's a really good actress.
It's a great, yeah, like Something About Polly.
Something About Polly. She's in fucking so many movie. Really good, like, she's brilliant in rom-coms. It's actually like, you know, usually rom-coms, you're like, eh, whatever. Like,
yeah, no, they're great.
She's funny, intelligent.
Just Married,
witty.
Is that the one with?
Just Married is one of my faves.
I love that
is
one.
So good.
Yeah, like, but that Just Go With The One is fecking brilliant.
She's been working nonstop since Friends. Like, she's been working so much.
She has.
In some kind of sick April Fool's joke, a bunch of tabloids started to spread a fake story that Jen and Ben, Brad, are dating again and planning a Mexican beach wedding. This all happened, blah, blah, blah. They, like, you know, apparently, bro, Brad has a new girlfriend. No way.
Have you not heard of that? Yeah. No, this Nicole. Has been, and she looks very like Angelina Jolie.
And she's so very young.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a bit like typical. It's like fucking hell, the same shit with all these actors. Apparently, she was married to like some restaurateur or something.
Classic.
So he's back cheating, basically.
I wonder how old she is. I mean, like, look, if I was Brad Pitt, I'd probably date her as well.
I mean, no, but she was like married.
She's 27. Wow. German model.
She looks very, very like Angelina.
She does.
Now, there has not been any sightings of them together.
Oh, what?
It's all speculation via the tabloid because she was married and all this stuff coming out.
But it says here, Brad is seen with new girlfriend at the very same French castle where he and Angelina married.
Well, it hasn't, I don't think it's reached the tabloid.
Oh, it's just been like word of mouth.
Yeah.
So then obviously there was a thing, speaking of Zoom, things. So last, I actually watched it all and it was highly entertaining, I have to say. That was actually really good.
Really? Where did you watch it?
On YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
Shia LaBeouf was in it too.
Yeah, and he's fucking ass in it. And like Sean Penn was Shia LaBeouf's character in the original movie.
So they swapped.
No, it's like, well, he's like a young kid. So Penn reads another character in the read.
Okay.
But Shia LaBeouf reads Sean Penn's old character, if you get me. And like Sean Penn is like pissing himself laughing at Shia LaBeouf for the whole thing. And Shia LaBeouf is obviously like this method actor. So like his character in the film is a stoner. So he's like hotboxing his car during the read. It's fucking gas.
I fancy him more than any celebrity.
I don't, because everyone used to tell Michael that he's the image of Shia LaBeouf, which he really is. The more I look at Shia LaBeouf, I'm like, oh my God.
Do you mind if I get with him? You think he is? Maybe, yeah. But I mean, what I fancy about Shia LaBeouf is like his energy, cool. His tattoos, his wildness.
Have you seen American Honey?
No, is that really about him as a child actor?
No. It's a film that he did a few years ago. It's like just a film, but it's really good. You should watch it. It's really, really good. It's like it got really famous because the director basically found all the actors in malls around America. Oh. So they're all just like random kids, but they're great. Really good.
I want to watch the other one. It's called like Honey Boy or something, which is about him as a child actor and how his dad, like, they really pushed him to be a child actor, and he, like, you know, was the breadwinner as a kid. Very sad. Very sad.
But so there was this really famous scene in this read that, because Jen Aniston plays, it's a really famous film. What's it fucking called again? Google it there for me while I explain this story. I can't remember. But Jennifer Aniston plays a character who's talking to a character called Brad. And like, this is this really famous scene in this movie where like he's jerking off in the bathroom thinking of her coming out of the...
Fast Times
in Something High or something like that. He's like, the character's jerking off thinking of this girl that it's like his little sister's friend or big sister's friend, something like that, coming out of the pool, and she catches him, and they like play that scene out, and like, but she plays out his fantasy. So she's like, "Hey, Brad," and like Brad Pitt's like, "Hey," and she's like, "I always thought you were so good looking." Like, it's actually gas. And like, Brad Pitt is like blushing, fully blushing. And Jennifer Aniston looks so cool in it. Like, she doesn't give a fuck.
She has like glasses on, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks just really cool. And then Julia Roberts is in it, who also looks bloody stunning.
I love her.
Evan said something which is so true. He was like, when you start to find Julia Roberts really attractive, you know you've kind of grown up. He's like, I remember being young, being like, Julia Roberts, she's rotten. But then when you grow up, you're like, dear God, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Her mouth and smile.
She's just so glowing, and she looks so good. Like, oh my God.
I also love her in movies. Closer, one of my faves.
I love, I mean, Julia Roberts, just, I mean, an amazing, amazing actress.
Stepmom? Oh.
Stepmom. Pretty Woman, obviously, unbelievable. Richard Gere. What a fucking ride. I love
Beyond.
Richard Gere.
Beyond. I haven't seen that movie in years.
Lately.
I think he's married to Ally McBeal.
Shut up. Is he really?
Am I wrong? Let me see.
He is actually. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. But I think he's just bopping around, kind of keeping a low prof.
Gas.
70. What?
He's 70.
Richard Gere, 70, secretly welcomes second child.
Classic male actor.
Classic.
I'm a daddy.
Oh my gosh. Let me see who his wife is. I know she's some Spanish publicist.
Classic, yeah.
37.
Typical. 37, oh my God.
Who the fuck went out with Ally McBeal? Did they go out?
I don't know.
He had a kid.
Crazy. Crazy times.
And he's a 2-year-old.
So, shall we move on to our final story? A big one, but a juicy one nonetheless. That is still being played out in front of our very eyes. It is Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Honestly... this story, do you know what? For something that popped off so much, has not, like, poor Johnny has not gotten enough fucking clout for his lawsuit and him trying to clear his name. Thoughts, Lindsay?
They did go out. Sorry, I'm just...
I know, yeah. I can tell you're like a million miles away.
I'm just like, I hate being wrong about a fucking... yeah, Calissa Flockhart and Richard Gere did actually fornicate, just so you know. Oh wait, no, hold on. Harrison Ford and Calissa. Very, very similar man. Harrison Ford and Richard Gere.
Yeah, I would consider them. They'd be in the same Venn diagram.
Have we ever seen them in the same room?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
So yeah, the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp saga is so complicated.
Yeah,
it's so complicated.
We're not going to get to the end of it.
No, we're not.
There is no end of it yet.
There's not. It's really hard to find out what the fuck is going on. So obviously Johnny Depp was with Vanessa Paradis for so long. You know, like, yeah. Johnny Depp has, every relationship he's had has basically been like this iconic tabloid. You know, people have been obsessed. They've been like so visually pleasing, mm-hmm. like throughout the tabloids, like him and Kate Moss.
I mean, he's always dated like huge stars like Kate Moss, Winona Ryder at their peak.
And had like crazy, like, you know, tabloid filled relationships. Like with Kate Moss, there was like all this drama. Same with Winona.
And he's like Brad Pitt in the sense that he's like, you know, one of the few like male sex symbols. Like him, Brad Pitt. And they like were for a long time. He was fucking sex symbol. Probably still is to some people.
Oh, he definitely is. Definitely. Yeah.
People still, I mean, I'd still shag him. Oh, would you?
Honey, come on.
Of course he would. Of course we both would.
Imagine. No, Johnny, no.
Yeah. No, not for me, Johnny Depp. Not for me. I'd say no. So, February 2015, Heard and Depp
getting
married.
Fingered by the severed finger.
By his rings?
Oh,
I keep the rings on during fingering.
It's actually a butt
the
plug.
The skull rings stay on during foreplay. Imagine the fucking cystitis you'd get from his dirty fingernails.
Stop, I know.
You'd probably get high off him fingering it. There'd be much cocaine under his nails. So in February 2015, Heard and Depp marry at the ages of 28 and 51. Ooh, shit.
Okay. That hasn't been done in ages. Okay. That's like, I basically may as well say, what's up?
What's up? That is the most our generation thing. I would love if other people know that fucking remember everyone used to do that.
It's from an ad.
Budweiser, wasn't it?
What's up? That's real Evan energy. I can imagine Evan saying that.
I'm pretty sure Evan said that to me not too long ago.
What's up?
That's huge Evan energy.
What are you looking at?
So 2015, Heard and Depp marry at the age of 28 and 51. May 2016, the actress files for divorce from the Pirates. So they only lasted less than a year.
He looks so...
Oh no, 15 months, sorry.
So mental. Like, he did look like... He obviously looked great with Winona, great with Vanessa Paradis. And as soon as he went out with Amber Heard, physically, he really, really got fucked up looking.
I agree. However, I do feel the pirate look began with Vanessa Paradis. Because he started doing Pirates of the Caribbean. Because he started doing those films because he was like, I want my kids to be able to watch some of my movies while they're still children, because he thought his movies were too spooky-ooky for them.
Yes.
So he started to do, and then obviously made like so much fucking money off those films. They're huge.
And he really kind of just got into that character, didn't he? Like, wasn't that character from Keith Richards? He based it off.
Which, really, really good basing, because they're very alike.
Yeah, deadly. And they're friends and also.
Yeah, they're friends. I mean, he's known for doing that because he did Hunter S. Thompson.
King energy.
I mean, he's a great actor. Really good actor. Actually, a really good movie that he was in. What the fuck was it called? It's like a gangster movie. Oh my God. It was so good. I watched it recently.
God, some of the outfit choices. Like, I'd love to just sit down and be like, so you're wearing a three-piece suit. Why do you have rosary beads, a little black ribbon? Like, and blue glasses, like.
The blue glasses are such a choice.
He's so overly accessorized.
Yeah. I mean, any accessory on a man.
Like, in this, he has like a bandana. He has a Baker Boy hat. He has a shirt with a waistcoat over it. A fistful of rings.
He always has a fistful of silver.
Colin Farrell used to, you know, dress like that with the odd, like, just the brown leather bracelet. Like,
yeah, so
step
true.
Step away from the brown leather
step
cuff.
Step away from Claire's accessories.
Yeah. No, they got that in, like, when they were, like, on set in Colombia.
Oh, of course.
At the side of a road.
Black Mass, that's the film. Very good film.
Interesting.
That he's in. Do you ever, you know the film The Departed?
The Departed. I actually haven't watched many Johnny Depp films.
Well, he's not in The Departed, but this film Black Mass is about the gangster who the film The Departed is about. It's kind of like a crazy kind of overlap.
Okay,
but
well,
it's really good. He's great in it. About an Irish gangster. Random of him. And it's only very recent as well.
I think I remember hearing that.
It's really good. It's on Netflix. However, yes, Johnny Depp is looking all sorts of cray-cray. And then obviously Amber Heard files for divorce after 15 months.
Oh yeah, they were married so short.
So short.
And he was like obsessed with her when they were dating. Like, he was going on Graham Norton and being like, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Yeah, which is like, you were married to Vanessa Paradis.
You were with Kate Moss at the height of her sexiness.
And Winona Ryder.
Yeah, like Amber Heard.
Amber Heard?
I wiped my arse with that.
Amber Heard never heard of her.
Oh, shit. Spitting the truth.
What did you say? Grand pit. Amber never heard of her.
Amber Hoard?
Amber Hoomst?
So 15 months of marriage.
And then less than a week later, she files a domestic violence restraining order against Depp.
Which, and nope.
That was like, I mean, a lot of girls our age, a lot of women our age, I feel it was like broken heart emoji, because like all of us, love Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was like known as like, I mean, everyone always thinks of Johnny Depp in Crybaby when he was just at his youngest and looking so sexy.
Oh, he's gorgeous in that. Edward Scissorhands, where he's like a soft boy. Johnny Depp is a soft boy.
Johnny Depp was like, I mean, he's an emo king. He's fucking pumpkin jack guy, you know.
He's the guy at the back of class that's like, you know, scrawling in his beaten up notepad.
Yeah.
Like would treat you well kind of thing.
Totally. And he's just, you know, everyone, he was like the emo that got famous that probably never should have been fucking famous, man. And
he never wanted this.
He never wanted, but he's like, he would do like equal amounts of like, you know, indie films. He only kind of became, no, he only went mainstream since really Pirates of the Caribbean, and then he did like, but like his films are always really great and everyone loved him, and then you heard like fucking domestic violence, like are you joking? And
especially, do you know what, especially because I think there was like little, you know, he was obviously known as like when he had that Viper Room club in New York, whatever, and like there was like, that's where River Phoenix died, you know, sad. Very very good sad. Apparently Joaquin Phoenix had a child and named him River.
Stop. Do you know, and this is really embarrassing for my indie cred, I only found out that they were related in the last few years. I never put them together. I don't know how. Obviously, River, Joaquin, yeah,
He doesn't
Phoenix.
Talk about it too much, I don't think.
I was reading about it and they're like, you know, very triggering for him.
Very triggering when he played Johnny Cash, because yes. In that there is a scene where Johnny Cash loses his brother. Very raw. Fair play to Joaquin, yeah. An amazing actor, amazing man.
Incredible man, actor. Is he a father?
No, apparently he is. Well, apparently he just had a baby. Now, again, very private. And he was also very vegan and doing some vegan shit.
He's really cute. I really like
him. And I mean, the Joker.
And weren't they in a cult?
They were in a cult, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's why they all have those mad names. Love that you should call your kid Joaquin.
Joaquin, oh my
Joaquin,
God.
Sexy as fuck.
River?
River is a beautiful name. So stunning. So yeah, like that was a huge kind of story, obviously, like at the Viper Room. And that's where River Phoenix overdosed and died, outside the actual club and stuff like that. So he's like, Johnny Depp has always been kind of like followed by like kind of toxic energy, shall we say. Like, I mean, he had the Wino or Winona Forever tattoo, and then he changed it to Wino Forever. Like there's those pictures of him like Kate Moss naked on the the mattress and him over, like he's this rock and roll kind of, he's never been like eating cheesecake.
No,
you know,
he's a rock
and having
star.
Tea. Like, yeah.
He's a rock star. He's like, Lindsay and I were talking earlier on about women getting mullets, and we were like, you have to have like punk rock star energy to really carry that off. And he has that. He has like inbuilt punk rock star energy.
Yeah.
And he is a rock star. He's
we have that. And that's why we're allowed to do the rock symbol.
We are rock stars.
We rock symbol. And now everyone's trying to do the rock symbol on Instagram. We stopped doing it because people were coming for a swag.
Yeah.
But like we were doing that because
we started to say swag instead. And what's that?
Yeah. And we move.
I love that. And we move. So we move.
Yeah, so we move. As soon as something catches on, we move.
But
we
so
vacate.
And we vacate the building.
But so yeah, what I'm trying to say is that like he was never seen as this like altar boy, but it was just a different type of thing when it was like, hold on, you're 51.
And you're beating your 28-year-old girlfriend, wife.
And what the fuck? And like you know, everyone is like, he shouldn't have stayed with Vanessa. Like he had this like secure relationship with the mother of his children for years. And he was very you know, he was not in the tabloids when he was with Vanessa Paradis. Like they were very a private couple. They lived in Paris or in France or some shit.
And he was just every once a year he'd do a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yeah,
that kind of seemed like his life. He was like, off I go. Pirates of the Caribbean 54 is out.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay Johnny,
okay, I mind Lily Rose Depp.
Lily, hello.
She's
so beautiful. Oh my God. But so then during the entire, this is a quote, during the entirety of our relationship, Johnny has been verbally and physically abusive to me. She writes in court documents, I endured excessive emotional, verbal and physical abuse from Johnny, which has included angry, hostile, humiliating and threatening assaults to me whenever I questioned his authority or disagreed with him, which again was just like, oh, for God's sake, like we all knew that Johnny Depp was a bit of a like rock star, chaotic, alco, probably drug using, you know, he's openly used loads of drugs for Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He's friends with Hunter S. Thompson. Like, as we said, he is not trying to put out this like, you know, cute Disney veneer. However, to hear that he's like horrible, like, you know, allegedly, obviously, at this point, we all believed he was this like hostile, humiliating, threatening assaults whenever he questioned his authority. Oh my God. Allegedly. Like questioned his authority. So it was like, ew, the minute your 28-year-old girlfriend stands up to you, you beat her? Like, you fucking pathetic.
And
loser.
Alongside it was the picture of Amber Heard with like kind of bruising on her face, and she had come out and said that he had, in a fit of rage, thrown an iPhone at her. So that was the kind of like proof, shall I say, that we had or that we were given and that people really lapped
up. The evidence.
Yeah. And then in August 2016, TMZ shared a video in which claims Depp can be seen throwing a wine bottle. I saw this video. Did you see it?
Yeah.
So he's kind of like banging presses in a kitchen and like being, he's angry, but like he's not physically assaulting.
He's
angry at the cupboard. You know, which is like, I don't like, I've been in those situations before where like men get angry and they're like punching a wall. You're like, can you, like that's, it is intimidating.
It's aggressive behavior.
Yeah.
And it's intimidating and it's not nice to be around, but like it's not abusive. It's intimidating.
It's not illegal.
No.
It's not illegal.
No. But yeah, so then later that month, Heard and her ex reach a $7 million divorce settlement, and Heard donates the entire amount to the American Civil Liberties Union, which with a particular focus on to help stopping violence against women.
Now, from what I'm aware, the divorce was quite quick, as we can see, like August 2016, she files for divorce.
May.
So it's very quick. And I think that that was because she had started to bring out the like abuse stories. So instead of doing a huge big court case divorce battle, I think it was settled outside of court and she was, it was in the, she basically wasn't allowed to talk about abuse and bring that up.
After the fact.
After, yeah.
Okay.
I think that was in the divorce settlement.
Okay.
And then she gave a interview to Vanity Fair, I'm pretty sure, and without naming him, but she did.
Yeah, we'll get, yeah. I think it's in this.
Let's get to that.
So then there was like a load of weird shit which I don't really understand. Basically they went back and forth. Like Depp was asking for $100,000, she was refusing the $100,000. It was all like messy shit. He was like, you're still litigating a case. She's saying that he's being manipulative, and this was going back and forth. That's not the most interesting part of the story. So then 2018, Depp references allegations against him in an interview with British GQ. I remember this coming out. And he says, and I quote, "The thing that hurt me is being presented as something that you're really as far away from as you could possibly get, you know," he told the magazine. And I remember being like, because at the time I was still like, I think like a lot of people, fully was like, holy shit, he's like this abuser. And I was like, whoa, man got some balls coming out in GQ. Flat out denying it. I was like, that's really not a good look for someone who's like paid off this person, not paid off, but like settled with this person. Mm-hmm. And like she did this like noble thing of like donating the money to charity, and he's out here being like, I'm just still annoyed that they call me the thing. And I was just like,
no one really believed her.
No one really believed her.
Like the kind of reception of her coming out as like being abused and like with the whole divorce and everything like that, people were always pretty much on Johnny's side. And I'm not sure if it's because we're just so more...
I think it was 50-50 from what I saw. I remember a lot of people being on her side because people were like, it's so fucking ridiculous that people are saying she's doing it for money when she... Because there was this story that they were like, she's clearly doing it for money because she asked for this $7 million, but then she donated it, and then like it was like everyone... That was everyone's...
I don't know if there was like 100% proof. They were like, they were really hounding her and stuff. Always, of her donating it.
Yeah, it was very, very murky.
I just don't think people trusted her. To be honest,
people didn't trust her. But then that was the argument that people were like, why are we like, you know, we're so quick to put down someone who's like a lesser known celebrity, like the power of like this was a thing.
I think, you know, in hindsight, when you're looking back at the story, I don't think it was that. I think it was the lack of evidence. It really was like to believe the allegations that she was saying and the magnitude of them when we got one kind of blurry picture of a supposed bruise. And
I think the problem with it is like in so many domestic violence cases, there's very little evidence, full stop. It is unfortunate, one of those cases, like, you know, you know you're not always going to be having photos of bruises or videos of someone beating you. And that's the weird thing about it, where you're like, you know,
well,
your sympathy goes to someone who's saying that.
I think like regardless, like, I mean, fair, like, you know, courts and stuff are different, but like in general, like the, you know, like I just did my IGTV last night of how stories can get like, you know, you can totally believe someone, but it like, and fair, like, you know, people need to believe, you know, if it's true, but that's why within courts, we need evidence. And same with like, say court by social media, whatever, like we shouldn't jump the gun without fucking evidence, you know?
Oh, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying that, that this is a problem within like a lot of domestic abuse cases for both sides. But it's like the unfortunate thing is it's not really something that you're usually documenting. And that's frustrating, even for the person who's trying to allege it. If it, you know, a lot of the time, I'm sure is true. So then it's frustrating because you're like, I don't have this fucking evidence and he did it. And like, or sometimes like abusers can be really smart and just do like emotional and, you know, psychological abuse, and there's no evidence for that.
But she was saying physical, and also since what we've seen since this court case that's happening in 2020 is actually that she gave out, like, you know, what she had presented to the table as evidence was the photo of her with the blurry kind of bruised face and that video of him that she had recorded where he's like smashing the presses. But then with this court case that came out in 2020 where Johnny Depp, as y'all know I'm sure, is suing the son for calling him a wife beater.
Yes.
Because that case had been closed. They had settled out of court for the divorce in 2018 after the GQ interview Heard writes
The Washington Post.
For the Washington Post, with her better experience with abuse and her decision to speak out, and she never mentioned Steph. But like, if they had agreed that they were going to like draw a line in the sand and not be bringing up that story again, she obviously like went against her word that was in court by, without using his name, yes, but she's still alluded to, and everyone knows her as like the ex of Johnny Depp.
Totally.
So 2020 comes by and Depp is suing the son for calling him a wife beater.
Yes.
Because he was never,
it was never proven that he beat her up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he files a $50 million defamation lawsuit. In March 2019, he filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Heard over that Washington Post article.
Yeah. I don't think he won it.
Yeah.
He just says he filed it.
Yeah.
He claims her allegations negatively impacted his career, which it definitely did. It ruined his fucking, his reputation, and that Heard violently abused him. So he actually said that she abused him. In addition, he accuses Heard of spending time in a new relationship with her former boyfriend, Elon Musk, during the marriage. And interestingly, Elon Musk also had a very, very similar like way of speaking about Amber Heard while he was in relationship. He's like, she's amazing. I remember there was a cover of him on Forbes, I think. And it was like, I've met the love of my life. She's the most incredible woman that's ever happened. Like really intense, toxic stuff. And like when I talk about like the abuse allegations, like the reason I bring it up and like that, like everyone believe, a lot of people believed her and rightly so believed her, it's just more so to highlight the problematic aspect that she like allegedly lied about this, because that just does so much damage to victims of domestic 100%. abuse, who won't always have evidence. And when someone comes out with this lying, the natural thing that everyone comes out to is like, well, there was never evidence. And then that kind of puts this weird onus on victims of domestic abuse to be like, you have to have evidence, you have to have pictures, you have to have this. And it's like, in a crime that so rarely will have evidence, you know, that way.
Well, it did with him. This is what came out with the 2020 court case.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of did herself dirty because she brought out a load of photos that she'd been documenting Depp. She obviously, like, which kind of really presented this narrative that she had planned this whole takedown.
It was very
there were all these photos coming out, of him like inebriated, drunk, like in you know, a trailer, like obviously when like doing a movie or whatever the fuck these Hollywood actors be getting up to,
little celebrities,
and he like had ice cream like tipped on him, like really putting him in this awful light. However, it wasn't an abusive light. He was drunk and like,
it made him
down,
look, like an addict.
Like a, and he's come out and said, like, I remember he kind of made a joke, I think, when after the divorce, where she said something about, oh, he spends this much on wine. And he was like, oh, it's not that, it's not that a month, it's that a week. So he like, you know, he leans into that. He's not like denying anything like that.
He's a rock star. He likes that energy.
He likes his red wine.
It's like slagging me and you for twerking. It's like, yeah, I know I do it.
I know I
do it. You can't make fun of me for something that I enjoy doing.
Hey,
twerking my life like a podcast, bitch.
Yes, but yeah, and then there was obviously, which I think was the most serious level of abuse, is the fact that he had that severed.
Oh my god, the severed finger.
Which happened, I think, when, remember that happened when they were in Canada, possibly, and he had sought treatment to get his finger like fucking sewn back on or whatever the hell.
I've got a really funny quote here from the Daily Mail. It was also alleged that Depp, who's expected to be filming the second installment of J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts next month, I love the way they put that in, used his damaged finger to write "I love you" in a mirror after it was severed during a clash with Miss Heard in 2015. Like, what the actual fuck? Like, that chaotic energy for a 51-year-old man?
No, that's insane.
No, thank you, Daddy.
Imagine your dad being like, "I love you, girlfriend," of like on his mirror. I think that like pictures as well came out of like inside their hotel rooms with like shit written all over the walls, like mad goings on.
Oh yeah, there was crazy shit written all over the place. Like, yeah. It was like real wino energy, which ironic, should I say, that he has that tattooed on him.
Yeah. Well, the man ain't lying. And let's talk about for a minute the Amber Turd moment.
Oh my God.
The fact that this didn't go so insanely viral, especially like this came out mid, like, you know, pandemic, like we needed any sort of alleviation, and what more of an alleviation can you get than Amber Heard shitting on a bed? And Johnny Depp sent a text to his friend saying Amber turd. So apparently she
pranked him
by shitting on the bed, and Amber Heard is saying that he's lying. It was a dog.
What? And didn't he say something, but I knew that was a human feces or something? Yeah. There was something like that.
But like, I mean, what, the whole baffling thing, like regardless of what happened in this toxic ass relationship, what's the point? I don't think they're ever going to get clarity in this.
No.
And like, they really are quite literally disemboweling themselves publicly for all of us to just be watching this.
Here's another headline, right? And like, I'm sorry, trigger warning, there is a reference to slapping someone, but it's funny. Sorry. Depp denies slapping Heard for laughing at his tattoo.
Oh my God.
Like, this is the level, like slapping at his tattoo. Don't shut up, it's cool. It says, Marilyn Manson is my best friend.
Yeah, he's my friend. You just like him.
I'm my friend. And like the picture of him, can I just turn this to you? This is the picture of
him. He is. No, that's him in court in 2020. He actually looks much better. Now, what I will say.
I love the bandana
moment.
What
I will say, and this is purely speculation, I am Team Johnny. Now, again, I don't not believe Amber. From what I can tell, like the disintegration of Johnny Depp's appearance kind of shows me that, first of all, he was abusing himself, and that maybe him abusing himself put him in a kind of position of being manipulated or whatever by Amber, like whether it was for money or for whatever, or that she was like, you know, it came out that she was cheating with Elon Musk whilst, you know, married to Johnny Depp. So she...
Allegedly.
allegedly, yes. But yeah, I feel like he really went downhill physically.
Yeah.
His physical appearance, like his skin, like you can tell that he's drinking so much. No, that's his own doing.
But it sometimes a toxic situation or toxic relationship can, like, you know, trigger addicts to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it says a lot. Like, if I got it with a new boyfriend and I started like looking like shit, you wouldn't be like, oh, he's great for you.
Yeah,
you know,
a severed finger and you're locked 24/7.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, come on, Lindsay, get up and do the podcast.
Like ice cream all over me.
Yeah. No, thanks. Crack pipes hanging around. I think this whole relationship was a toxic mess.
I agree.
I don't necessarily believe that he beat her. I never really fully bought it. I obviously had, when the story came out, I had a lot of sympathy for Amber Heard, and I thought it was horrible. And I saw like there was pictures, but I never really thought too much about it. But what I really feel sorry for Johnny Depp about, like, I do think the two of them were being fucking abusive to each other in some regard.
Yeah. Maybe I don't think physical. I don't think any of them were angels.
No.
Like, I mean, Johnny Depp was hardly like a stand-up husband in this situation.
He was hardly like, please, Amber, let me just cook you a roast.
Yeah.
he's like trying to become a Tim Burton character. But I do feel sorry for Johnny Depp in the sense that, like, this is the problem with like these viral things, is like when the viral lie always goes way more viral than the truth. So like if something goes viral, if it's fake, very rarely will the, like, you know, the like, haha, gotcha moment go as fucking viral as the fake, crazy, viral, toxic lie goes. And that's really frustrating, because even though someone like Johnny Depp is like, obviously like huge, like A-list celebrity, there is still always going to be a percentage of the population who go, Johnny Depp, didn't he beat his wife? Because they're not keeping up with Daily Mail. They just hear headlines.
Because when you're slapped with that, like, I mean, I kind of am dealing with that situation right now with the whole like viral thing that happened when,
you know, Lindsay's IGTV.
Yeah, please watch my IGTV and make that shit more viral, because I was like,
that's the most annoying thing. I know,
you get like 20 bleeding comments, people being like, fair play. It's like, Okay, well, there was hundreds of comments all over like pages and Facebook and messages coming
in. For years.
Yeah, for years, coming in my fucking DMs and Jimmy's DMs, being like, you know, slating us, defaming our character, all this kind of shit. And now the truth is out there with full on proof, DNA results.
Yeah, like 0%
chance that Jimmy is the father of that child. Like, he put up the DNA results.
Shocking.
He was videoed swabbing the inside of his mouth. So like 100% not the father
of
and
the child.
And it kind of is like a weak ass response. It's like fair play.
People are like fair play.
There's nothing fair play about that.
Nothing fair about it at all. And that's the same thing with Johnny Depp. It's like,
and Jimmy will still be plagued with that, and so will I. Yeah. Like, I feel like Jimmy will still always be like, well, at the end of the day, he treated that little boy like, you know, it's like.
But there will always be a percentage of the population, again, who will be like, didn't Jimmy get someone else pregnant?
100%.
Like, because the thing is that not everyone is psychotic enough to be keeping up with everyone's business 24/7.
So you just hear the white noise kind of about around someone.
Of course. I mean, and that happens so many with rumors. That happens all the time. And like, look, Lindsay and I are no angels. We are gossipers. We love to gossip. We love rumor. Everyone.
And it comes with the territory, annoyingly. I don't like it. It comes to the territory,
but the unfortunate thing about when it goes this level of viral and when you're accusing people of really serious things that could impact their family or impact their career in Johnny Depp's case, or you know, whatever else, like, it, you really have to think, like, what am I perpetuating here? Like, is this meaningless gossip, or like, is this something that the children who are involved could Google when they're older and read?
Or is it, do I really believe this? Or like, is there the evidence there? How can you believe something with no evidence? That's just the end of it, really. Yeah. You know? Poor Johnny, but I do feel like, personally, like, I understand, like, he's trying to sue the son for calling him a woman beater. Like, he could win that. Like you said, like, people are still going to always be like, oh, he's the wife beater, right?
He wants something in writing.
He does. But I feel like all he is doing, like, I don't think he's getting what he, you know, I think he should be focusing on just trying to remove himself from that narrative totally.
I kind of get it. I mean, the unfortunate thing is, like, when you settle something with, like, he obviously has had a court case at Amber Heard, he can't sue her again for it, like, for the same thing, you know, that way. So this is his way of clearing his name in that way. And I think he's the type of person that has unlimited resources. If this was a normal person, I'd be like, save your damn money. Don't fucking bother. He's rich enough to sue the son.
He is, but with him suing the son and him trying to squash the word wife beater came all these photos of him being drunk all over the tabloids. True. Like, he has children, you know, I wouldn't personally want that, regardless of like the access I have. Like, you really didn't win there, Johnny. Like, I mean, there's fucking photos of you with ice cream all over your beer belly.
See, what I think he was trying to do, and what, from me watching crime stories, I know this, I think he doesn't care really about winning the lawsuit. He was bringing the lawsuit up so that he could bring witnesses to air some of their dirty laundry on Amber Heard, like Amber Heard's ex-PA. Okay.
Okay.
So Amber Heard's ex-PA, Kate James, was called as a witness. So a character witness to basically, like, because like, if he's trying to prove that he's not a woman beater, surely he has to kind of like get the, there's no jury, I don't think, in like a suit. So the judge, he'd have to like, you know, poke holes in her character. Right. Mm-hmm. So he's bringing this girl, Kate James, and she alleges that, says Amber Heard's former personal assistant has accused the actor of stealing her own experience of being a victim of sexual violence and twisting it into a different story. In evidence given remotely from Los Angeles, Kate James also said that she had regularly received a barrage of drunken, abusive and incoherent text messages from Heard between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. And it goes on to say basically that she told Amber Heard about a horrible situation that she was a victim of sexual violence, and Amber Heard used the story in the Me Too movement, as far as I'm aware. So this is a way of, like it says here, so when she read Heard's submissions, James said, to my utter shock and dismay, I discovered that Miss Heard had in fact stolen my sexual violence conversation with her, twisted it into her own story to benefit herself. This of course caused me extreme distress and outrage that she would dare to attempt to use the most harrowing experience of my life as her own narrative. That's psycho. And that is a way that, even if he doesn't win the money, like, he doesn't need $50 million, Johnny Depp. He is worth a fucking lot of money.
He's good for income.
Like, Pirates of the Caribbean, I'm pretty sure, was one of the biggest grossing films of all time. Huge, huge, every single film.
Was it?
They're huge.
I never saw any of them.
I saw the first one, but like they were just massive. Like they were like Harry.
It's just, yeah. No, yeah, it's a Harry Potter kind of thing. Harry it was just Potter so level. Not my
no, it's a kid's movie. Thing. But like it was just.
I don't like fake stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and it's rat.
Wait, hold on. Is it real? Pirates are real. Yeah.
Pirates are real, but it's not a true story. It's based off a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
The roller coaster was first.
Remember the flipping apology video for breaking Australia's strict biosecurity laws, bringing a bizarre end to the so-called war on terror. Remember...
what was this about?
They... What did they do I'm again? Oh, yeah. This is Amber and Johnny. So Ms. Heard escaped conviction for failing to declare the couple's dog's pistol and boo when visiting Mr. Depp in Queensland in a private jet in May.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
So, yeah, they brought in these dogs, you know, on their private jet.
Yeah.
And they made a really weird apology video.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's like, it's really weird. Johnny Depp murmurs, declare everything when you enter Australia.
So crazy. It's
really, really weird. They just had a very weird fucking relationship. And I totally agree with you. Like 100%, it just seemed like a toxic shit show.
Well, like loads of shit has come out about her. So like
even literally.
literally. Like her ex-girlfriend came out and said that like she abused her. And the ex-girlfriend later on went on to be like, it wasn't that bad.
Sensationalized.
My tinfoil hat is that she was paid to say that because this is around the time that like it would have done Amber good to like for that to be retracted.
And she said it was sensationalized. She didn't say it wasn't untrue.
Yeah. She said it was sensationalized. So, and then also here it says referring to Heard's drinking habits, this girl again, the ex-PA, said that Amber would drink vast quantities of red wine each night and she'd constantly get abusive text messages from her. And in a final comment, James said Heard was probably the least known person she had been employed by in Hollywood. Earlier the court was told by Depp's former butler of her, that Heard often drank a bottle or two of wine a night when she was with Depp, and she was the antagonizer in the relationship. So it just seems that like she was trying to like, you know, I'm sure Johnny Depp was getting locked as well, but it seems like she was like using all the stuff that they both, toxic behavior they both did, and just pointed it all on Johnny Depp
and victimizing herself.
She knew that she'd profit from that basically. And
she was, and it was around the time of like obviously like Me Too and all these kind of were just really, you know, coming up to the surface of like these women, which rightly so are like coming out and speaking up against their abusers and like, you know, not taking it anymore. So it just seemed
it's so frustrating when someone like this, someone psychotic does something like this, and then like that basically takes away like just it really makes people then be skeptical of loads of people who are like brave and telling stories.
Yeah, it does, and it makes people scared to come out. Mm-hmm. If you know, because no matter what, if you come out, you are always going to be like, I think you're always hit with some kind of speculation and disbelief and stuff. But crazy toxic relationships. It was so good.
Great to chat about.
Revisiting them.
Great to chat about, girls. So go over to our Instagram and let us know some of your favorite celebrity toxic scandals. It'll be on our box on Instagram. but until next week, girlies, hope you enjoyed the app.
Yes, we will be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.